Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's very special guest is Renee Garrison, former architecture critic of the Tampa Tribune, who has written extensively about architecture and interior design and won two communication awards from the American Institute of Architects. Renee is co-author of Sweet Bean, Inspiring Everyone Who Lives Under a New Roof, which shares how to celebrate the place we call home, complete with practical tips and sources of inspiration. So welcome, Renee.
Thank you so much. I'm tickled to be here.
Well, we're tickled to have you, and we want to know, number one, I love the name Sweet Beams. It just takes me to that song, Sweet Dream, you know, it just totally takes me there. So we love the name of the book.
Feel free to come along.
Yeah, right. Love the name of the book. And let's talk about why it's important for people to find that source of inspiration for their house and their home.
With the state of the economy at the moment and so many foreclosures and job uncertainty, I think people need to be reminded of how lucky they are to live under a roof, even if they don't plan to be there in the next few years. Once upon a time, people bought small houses and fixed them up and sold them to buy a bigger house, but that's not generally the case anymore. Regardless of its size or its condition, when we're at home, we should all experience a sense of satisfaction and peace of mind. No one survives for long in a house permeated by a sense of uneasiness. Human beings need a peaceful, positive place to shelter them. So I believe we should pass on the meaning of our home to our children as if it were a beautiful legend, because it is, and it will echo in their future homes.
Renee, do you think that people take their homes for granted? You just said that, you know, we need to feel lucky in this time right now when foreclosures are happening and so on, that we should feel blessed and lucky to have a roof over our heads. Do you think that people are taking this privilege for granted?
I do. I think for a long time, the emphasis was on bigger and better and improving our lifestyle. And I think what we've learned in recent years is that our happiness isn't based on how majestic our house looks from the outside or how much it costs, but on how it touches us on the inside. I think people tend to forget that in their hopes to have bigger and better and more square footage and a bigger yard and a swimming pool, everything that, you know, we've been taught to want and aspire to.
Yeah, keeping up with the Joneses almost has kind of taken over the fact of just having a place that you want to call home, that feels good to you, that can be a source of inspiration. Where can people, if they want to begin to turn their house into a home, to find those sources of inspiration, where can they begin to do that? What are some tips, some practical tips or suggestions, especially coming up on the spring as well, when a lot of people are clearing out and redoing things and having a kind of turning over a new leaf?
Well, I always suggest writing a list of every roof you've ever lived under. Start with the general stuff and keep adding details of great activities and your neighbors' names, moments you shared with them. I think our appreciation of homes grows from our earliest memories of childhood, of the places where we've ever lived or we've visited. Construction is a really humbling experience. If you don't believe it, lift a concrete block. So one of my first tips is to personalize your porch or your entry with a wreath, a mailbox, or a planter. All of those have been proven to be an effective home security system. There are fewer break-ins when these are in place. Another tip, which I practice myself, is offer a bottle of water to anyone who delivers anything to your door. It's just being a good neighbor. Tip number three, a roll-top desk that conceals clutter costs less than a year's worth of marriage counseling. I put this in my own home. And then one of my favorites, well, it is my favorite. Hospitality is the act of making people feel at home when you wish they were.
When you wish they were home. Oh, that's great, Renee. I love that tip. We gotta apply that right now, people. You know, that's so funny. Hospitality. Yes,
and make
exactly
stencil
right.
It on a pillow. Yes.
Right. So now, do people feel like they have a certain connection? Do they have a favorite room in their house normally?
They do, Stacy. In my observation, at heart, we're all kitchen dwellers. Since time began, human beings have thrived by gathering around an open flame. We still do, although now it's evolved into a rather sophisticated convection oven or a gas range. Conversation flows easily around a kitchen table, from topic to topic, one plate to the next. Why does the center of every party always gravitate to the kitchen? So I think that's on the top of the list. Another popular spot is the dining room, the symbolic center of our home. Research has found that parents' presence in homes at key times, especially at dinner, was associated with less drug abuse, depression, sex, and violence among teenagers. And it doesn't have to be a grand space. We're not talking Downton Abbey. A small dining room leads to big conversation. So important.
It is very important and something that is lacking today, that's for sure, in our society. So in terms of the dining room and in terms of the kitchen, what are a couple of things that people can do to just make it more homey in those areas?
Well, I'm a big advocate of having candles and using them for all meals. Put them on your table. Stop saving them for that special occasion. You know what? When you light a candle, if you're eating a frozen dinner, it becomes a special occasion. I'm also kind of in favor of serving breakfast on good china. Why do we have dishes that we don't use? I don't think that's necessary. I think every day you can feel appreciated and loved if, in fact, you use the things you would normally reserve for guests. In terms of kitchens, I like choosing kitchen cabinets kind of like furniture, specifically having low cabinets for children. They can pick out their own cereal and learn to put away dishes if they can reach them. And since most home accidents happen in the kitchen, my big advice is keep your first aid kit there.
Well, very good, Renee. I know you are full of tips and inspiration and nice nuggets of wisdom for our listeners when they, you know, have a new home or just want to spruce up their old home, their existing home that they're in right now. And of course, our listeners can learn more, read more on Renee's blog, which is reneewritesnow.wordpress.com. And Renee is R-E-N-E-E, reneewritesnow.wordpress.com. And you can look for Sweet Beans, inspiring everyone who lives under a new roof on Amazon.com as well. So, Renee, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I think Dorothy said it best when she returned from Oz. There's no place like home.
She sure did. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.